In this episode, you will discover invisible problems silently killing your podcast growth that no one is talking about. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tyler O'Shea.
And in this episode, you will discover a breakdown of a deeply ingrained belief that hard work plus time equals podcast success, and why this is totally misleading.
A new lens to evaluate whether your content is truly resonating and if your audience is even being reached.
And the mindset and strategy shift needed to grow a podcast with intention and finally make it pay off. Hello and welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's holding you back from taking your show to that next level.
We're going to start off with a big hard question for you listening right now. What if all your hard work on your podcast is leading nowhere? That's an uncomfortable thing. I even feel a bit mean saying it, but We're getting very real in this episode, and of course we're gonna explore this train of thought. There's a belief that runs deep in the veins of creators everywhere. A belief so fundamental that questioning it feels almost wrong. That, you know, if you just keep publishing new episodes and promoting on social media, then eventually the podcast will grow. And that is a comforting thought, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very comforting. I feel like that the idea that just consistency and perseverance is all you need, you know, that the universe is, it just has this natural order to things that if you just dedicate yourself, eventually, of course I'm going to get rewarded.
But what if this belief, this deeply held conviction, that again is very easy for us to get behind, and it's held by most business owners and creators, what if this belief is exactly what's sabotaging your podcast success? So today, like I said, we're going to explore the underpinnings of this belief, why it's so seductive, why it's so wrong, actually, and why clinging to it might be the most unfair thing you could do, not just to yourself, but to the people who need your show the most. So just a quick rain check, right? We'll come in with some hard questions. We've talked a little bit. You know that feeling, don't you? If you're listening right now, you hear me? You know that knot in your stomach when you check your download numbers after publishing another episode that you poured your heart into. This could be your 100th, 200th, 50th. The quiet voice, they're whispering like, is this even worth it? As you look at the numbers, they're not what you hoped. Or maybe you look at your monthly numbers after a few episodes and they're not what they hoped, but you watch your peers or people around you with seemingly less valuable content somehow outpace you.
I think loads of people go through like this crippling doubt that kind of leaves them wondering, again, is anyone even going to hear this? Can I just reach someone new? And then of course the pressure that builds of, hey, I've invested all of this time, all of this energy, all of this money, and I continue to do this, but I can't keep doing this without a meaningful return. There's an uncomfortable conversation that people might have with themselves, their partner, business partner, or spouse, where it's kind of like, hey, you're putting all this time and effort in, but is it going to go anywhere? I think for both of us, Ty, over the last 5 years being in the podcasting space, we've watched so many passionate podcasters suffer through so much because they're clinging on to this belief that's actively prolonging their pain.
So today, to really confront this belief head on, not to discourage you, but to share a new perspective that can help you break free from a cycle that's keeping your brilliant insights trapped in a prison of limited reach, to put it very poetically, if I do say so myself.
If I just keep publishing new episodes and keep promoting new episodes on social media, then the podcast will eventually grow.
There's something comforting about that idea, right? That idea that life operates on a principle of fairness, that hard work plus time equals success. This equation gives meaning to our struggles, right?
It does. And I think there was an ancient, there definitely was an ancient Stoic philosopher, Seneca.
Yep.
Who wrote.
That definitely existed. He was definitely about.
He wrote this quote, which I think just summarizes this brilliantly. Difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body. There's this idea that suffering does have purpose, that it's a necessary component of eventual success. It's woven into literally the existence of humans. It's part of our storytelling. And it's even from like religious texts, to Hollywood films, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. It's true. Like in Christianity, the crucifixion precedes the resurrection. In Buddhism, the enlightenment comes only after confronting suffering. And that's just religion, right? But the hero's journey is everywhere in society, like Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. That's me being a bit biased because that's
bangers, by the way.
Have you even seen Star Wars?
Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
I need to see Star Wars, though.
Sorry. But these things, in all these stories, they demand that the character endure a lot of trials before triumph. And you got it in other places as well, like Steve Jobs was famously fired from Apple before returning, and obviously then Apple did what it did. A classic one is J.K. Rowling getting rejected by, I think, like 12 publishers before Harry Potter became what it was.
So really what we're trying to say is, since birth, we've absorbed all of these stories that have shaped a powerful mental model of the world, and is this hard work plus suffering plus time equals inevitable success. That the universe, we believe, wouldn't just be so cruel to demand all of this sacrifice without eventually giving us a reward. This narrative is so deeply ingrained in our culture that even questioning this feels deeply wrong.
But why? Though, why is questioning this belief personally confronting? Why does it feel like an attack? Why did I feel uncomfortable starting with that question?
So think about it this way. Think about every business investment you've ever made. Think about the years you spent building your expertise in a particular area. Think about the relationships sacrificed on the altar of ambition. Think about the vacations that you maybe postponed, or the retirement funds that you have to tap into, or the sleepless nights where you were worrying or working about the cash flow and market shifts and the overall health of your business and your team. As business owners, we have to go through so much and give up so much and sacrifice so much because we believe that investments, all of this, is for a better future.
And the same as with your podcast, the hours coordinating with any team members you might have, just by yourself planning episodes, the budget, which is probably at least five figures to run the podcast, production, all costs factored in over the course of a year. And of course, the biggest one, the opportunity cost of time that could be spent elsewhere, right? The mental bandwidth consumed thinking about content when you could be doing other things that bring you more instant revenue. The vulnerability of becoming the voice of your brand when it's much easier to stay behind the scenes. If all these sacrifices don't guarantee that your podcast will eventually bring you more revenue and growth, then what exactly are you paying for? It's such a disorientating thought that it doesn't
lead anywhere. Yeah, it feels depressing.
Yeah, and it does completely, like what you said before, it's like a mental model of how you see the world. It's like you actually really see it, like visualizing this now, like none of that stuff makes sense, does it, if there's not something good at the
And obviously we're laughing and we have to make light of the conversation, but again, these are very deep beliefs that we all hold, and I think it's important to actually look at them and examine them, because if not, then the podcast does feel like this vanity project, like we're just indulging, trying to play business, but our business that may be generating revenue or the team that needs our support isn't actually getting the attention it needs.
And this is what makes that consistency myth, yes, myth, we'll get into it, so powerful, because it transforms your suffering into an investment. It promises that every minute of sleep loss, dollar spent, all of that is being tallied into some big, cosmic, karma, some cause and effect that you're doing that will eventually pay dividends. Viktor Frankl, the psychiatrist that survived Nazi concentration camps and the author of the book Man's Search for Meaning.
Bet you didn't think we're going to go there.
Nope. Yes, moving on swiftly. Wrote that humans can endure almost any how if they have a meaningful why. The consistency myth gives us that why. It tells us that our podcast struggles are not meaningless suffering, but necessary steps on a predetermined path to success.
How beautifully uncomplicated would life be if success was just a matter of showing up consistently? No need to have those complex strategies to learn. No need to develop and up-level your marketing skills. No need to learn how to sell. Just create, record, publish, repeat, and eventually an audience will come.
Well, the opposite possibility is absolutely terrifying, right? That you could pour your heart into creating a podcast for years, hundreds of episodes, thousands of hours, and still remain unheard. Really terrifying. No one wants to confront that possibility that effort and outcome might be disconnected. It feels unfair, it feels like just a total injustice. And again, this isn't just podcasting. Think about a brilliant writer who's dedicated 40,000 hours to crafting a masterpiece, only to see 100 readers read it, while a mediocre story and writer that, you know, is a marketer gets millions of eyes on their work.
Or consider the masterful chef who spent decades perfecting his or her craft, whose restaurant still sits half empty while the influencer turned restaurant connoisseur across the street has been open for 2 months and has a waiting list that's dying to taste their food, even though it's not that extraordinary. It feels deeply and fundamentally unfair. And I guess, to honestly, to some degree, it is unfair. But then the question becomes, and now what? You know, the ancient Stoic had this principle, which I thought serves us super well here, which is known as amor fati, the love of fate, or more precisely, the love of what is, not what we wish were true, but what actually is. Now, other people, you know, like the modern philosophers and psychiatrist Jordan Peterson, he puts it very bluntly. If you want to have a life greater than 99% of people, you have to think accurately. You need to have a very accurate perception of reality. You have to see reality as it is. And you have to understand the rules of reality, because that's how you win. And an uncomfortable reality is this: consistency and hard work and time alone aren't enough to just grow a podcast. If so, everyone would have a massive podcast. But we see every single day business owners, experts, entrepreneurs who come to us and want help, and they've been podcasting for 2, 3, 4 years, and their show still remains stuck. It's still not growing. The belief that your show will just magically grow fundamentally is disconnected from reality.
But if you want to grow in any of life, and if you want the podcast to grow and make real impact, then you have to ask yourself, do you keep operating under the comforting but flawed belief that if you work hard and consistent, you'll succeed, even though deep down you know it's not always true? Success doesn't come from how we think the world should work. It comes from aligning with how it actually works.
If I just keep publishing new episodes, produce better content, and keep promoting on social media, then my podcast will eventually grow.
But here's what no one tells you. When you believe growth will come eventually, if you just stay consistent, you stop taking full ownership of building your audience, and you're no longer accountable for the failure your podcast faces. Mic drop.
And it's true, you know, because in a way, let's say, for example, like, you just hope, oh, if I just keep doing this, eventually it'll take off. You're giving the power away. You kind of become the passenger in your own journey. You're hoping luck or time will deliver you results instead of you being the person steering that ship, steering that car with intention.
And this idea, while noble on the surface, is blinding you from asking deeper, more meaningful questions, the kind that holds the key to uprooting your current struggles and breaking free from this exhausting, exhausting cycle of doing more with your podcast but getting nowhere.
Is my content truly resonating? Am I speaking to the right people? Do I need to change my strategy? And if my content is so good, what is currently stopping my podcast from growing and going to that next level? Look, these are questions that the mind needs to fully absorb, reflect, and actively solve in order for real transformation to occur. But the issue lies in the fact that this change hasn't occurred because most people's minds has been deeply programmed to conclude, if I just keep going, eventually through consistency, the show will take off.
Imagine a farmer who works tirelessly, plowing fields, planting seeds, watering crops, day after day, season after season, back-breaking labor. But there's a problem. The farmer has never studied which crops grow best in their soil type. And they've never learned about optimal planting seasons to do with timing. They've never investigated the most efficient ways to harvest or which markets would pay premium prices for their produce. Would we expect this farmer to thrive simply because they work hard and consistently? Of course not. We consider their approach noble, but fundamentally flawed. And this is precisely how many podcasters approach their craft. They create good content consistently, they share it regularly, and then they wait for the algorithm gods to reward their dedication.
If this is you right now, what's this mindset truly costing you? You end up wasting years pouring in hours producing content without that content having maximal impact. The people who actually do need your message never hear it. And the world loses your unique insight, the perspective you can share, and the value only you could have contributed. And look, without the fundamental understanding of, hey, look, how the hell do I turn a stranger into a listener to, like, how the hell do I get these listeners coming back for more? How the hell do I consistently keep reaching more of those listeners every single month? And how the hell can I actively monetize my audience that I've worked so hard to build? If you have these pieces missing, how can you expect to grow a podcast that generates income? So the real question is, will you keep running the same old, outdated program knowing it's flawed? Or will you level up your operating system to match the real rules of the game?
This is potentially one of the most intellectually... No, that's the wrong word. I was going to say intellectually stimulating. We've used some good language in this episode. If you stuck with us so far, thank you, because it's probably taken a second to keep up. We're using some big words today. So look, what's the alternative? If consistency alone isn't enough, then what is? A path, a strategy to channel a larger portion of your focus and energy to get your podcast in front of who needs it the most. It doesn't mean abandoning consistency, but it's necessary. The key thing here is that most podcasters think consistency is what's going to get them from A to B, when actually consistency is just a prerequisite before you even start thinking of the strategy that gets you from A to B. Like, consistency is a given, but it's not what's going to do it. And I'm going to drop another ancient philosopher here. Aristotle taught that virtue lies in finding the mean between extremes. The virtuous approach to podcast growth isn't abandoning the discipline of content creation. It's not blindly trusting that consistency alone will save you either. It's supplementing that consistency with strategy. And from speaking to thousands of podcasters over the years between us, most podcasters are way more consistent than they are strategic.
So the question becomes, well, what does it mean to be strategic? That's a topic for another episode, but it does include things like developing a clear audience growth strategy based on where your ideal listeners already gather.
Creating content that strategically addresses the specific problems your audience faces.
Building relationships with other creators to collaborate because they already have the audience you want to reach.
Optimizing your show for discovery on the platforms where your audience are actually looking for podcasts, i.e. Apple and Spotify.
So look, I'll leave you with this question. What if the real unfairness isn't that some podcasters succeed with mediocre content and good marketing, but that your excellent content remains unheard because of your resistance to learning how to reach those who need it the most?
Your message deserves to be heard, but more importantly, those who need your message deserve the chance to hear it, because the world is fundamentally a better place when the right listeners have access to the right podcasts. And that doesn't happen by accident or consistency alone, or by wishful thinking. It will happen through deliberate strategy, underpinned by consistency, and with the courage to see reality as it is and play by its rules.
So look, if you feel like the concept of your show is solid and you have a big vision of what your podcast could be, and you know that there's an audience out there who would love what you do, but there seems to be a disconnect between your full potential, what you know you're capable of, and the results you're currently seeing, which, if you're being honest with yourself, is starting to feel a bit soul crushing, I want to let you know that you're just one step away from having everything you want. You've been consistent, but what's been missing is the right strategy, a roadmap, and someone to keep you accountable. And look, that's exactly how we help podcasters break past slow and steady growth after years of being stuck. So if you're interested in working with me and Tig one-on-one to help you grow your podcast to 5 to 10,000, the monthly downloads, and finally monetize in the next 3 to 6 months, go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast, and then book in a time to speak with our team. I'd love to show you what's been holding you back and how to finally have the breakthrough you deserve.